Good morning. Today's scripture passage comes from the epistle reading appointed for today's morning prayer, Galatians chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. It reads, "Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel that was proclaimed by me is not of human origin, for I did not receive it from a human source, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ." I suspect we can all relate at some level to Paul's direct question to the people of Galatia, "Am I seeking human approval or God's approval?" What a loaded question, and one that we should each be asking ourselves repeatedly throughout the day. Typically, when our focus is on seeking the approval of others, whether at work, or school, or home, or even in the church, our actions may not be aligned with God's will. Seeking the approval of other people will most likely leave us feeling empty, or not having caused ourselves or others any spiritual growth. But aligning our actions and hopes of receiving God's approval brings us ever closer to God. It offers space for our relationships with the divine to grow deeper and stronger. I invite you to reflect with me today on moments when we have sought people's approval over God's. Looking back on our decisions also helps us look forward, so that when we find ourselves in similar dilemmas, we may respond differently. In that past experience, what were we hoping to gain from having the people's approval? Maybe we thought it would bring peace or increase our popularity or help us gain some earthly riches. But our hearts, well, how did they feel? All that we do and say impacts our spiritual lives and the lives of those around us. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 827 of the Book of Common Prayer, prayer number 39, for those who influence public opinion. Let us pray. Almighty God, you proclaim your truth in every age by many voices. Direct in our time, we pray, those who speak where many listen and write what many read, that they may do their part in making the heart of this people wise, its mind sound, and its will righteous, to the honor of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. O merciful God, let me walk in beauty, and let my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made, and my ears grow sharp to your voice. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.